Coming to you live from inside the hollow earth. Coming to you live from an abandoned subway tunnel somewhere underneath a famous European city. From a geosynchronous orbit approximately 500 miles above the North Antrim coast. From the securely locked bathroom of the 13th room on the 13th floor of Western Europe's most haunted hotel. From a tent at the bottom of a pit we hastily dug at the bottom of the garden. It's this week's apocalypse. Every Monday, join Kevin Lenihan and John Ferris as they try to figure out what the best movies are to help them survive the end of the world. Okay, so Ginger Snaps. That it's whenever they do it, it's usually male puberty.
Yep.
And it's usually
vicious different. Beast and all that. Hairy vicious like beasts.
I think they do handle that. Well, speaking as a white man in my 30s, I'm just going to speak for all women here about how well this film handles female adolescence. John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars. Now, I feel like I have to do this every week. Give a little speech about John Carpenter. Sort of justify why we're picking on him. I think John Carpenter's output in the 1980s was great. He's a lot like Metallica in that respect.
Which of these films is the best film for educating people about vampires?
That being the case, which one of these films do you think best prepares you for
dealing with ghosts?
Dealing with ghosts in space is going to help us best deal with being confronted by this single alien invader that we now find ourselves forced to confront, is best to educate us about defeating and or escaping the fur folk of the Emerald Isle. Anyway, the whole thing is told in flashback. We're in a flashback already at this point. And he basically says to them, how did you end up in here? And then they are like, oh, well, here, let me tell you a wee story. And then we have a flashback of them and what happened to them before. So we're now in a flashback, in a flashback, in a flashback.
And I also find out that in the novelization of E.T., it apparently says that he's over 3 million years old.
You're f***ing kidding me.
No.
There's a few times in this movie where I got some extreme Twin Peaks vibes. If it's not a David Lynch homage or a reference, then M. Night Shyamalan is a space alien who doesn't know how human beings are, or how human beings speak or interact or behave when they're on their own or in a group.
See,
it's just...
Do you also think that the likes of Birdemic and movies of that ilk are intentional as well? Oh, this could end suddenly at any minute, and they come to this conclusion it's probably going to peak around 9 p.m.
Yeah, they literally show you a graph that represents the rest of the movie. Yeah.
In the context of the film, they do well, but you're watching them and you're just like, if you follow this example, you will die.
Yeah.
This week's apocalypse. A companion and a survival guide, but really, it's just a fun podcast about movies. Available on iTunes, Spotify, and basically anywhere you get podcasts.
Hack the planet!
Maybe.
If you can, if you find the time.